John 13:12 today. All right. Reads like this. When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you?" And our friend Jason writes, after Jesus finished washing the disciples' feet, he dressed and rejoined them at the table. I imagine that the men were experiencing a myriad of sensations, thoughts, feelings, images, and questions. What just happened? What did Jesus mean when he said, "You are completely clean"? Who was he talking about when he said, "But not all of you"? Why is Peter always running his mouth? Patiently, Jesus looked at each of the men and asked, "Do you understand what I've done to you?" Some of them probably thought, "Why, yes, Jesus, you washed our feet." Often we miss the meaning behind what a person says or does. Some of them likely thought, "I have no idea what you did," which would be the honest response. But if they were like many of us, they kept quiet. We are reluctant to voice our confusion to God and others. We have come to believe godly people should have all the right answers, and so we avoid revealing our naivete. Each of us must answer Jesus' question, "Do you understand what I have done for you? Do you know what I have done on your behalf? Do you understand the significance of my life, death, and resurrection and how that affects your life now?" As we get to know Jesus better, we begin to understand why he came and what he did on our behalf. He came to save us from the penalty of sin, but he also came to show us a new way to live. Closing prayer, Jesus, your earthly life was a demonstration of kingdom living built on other-centered love. Open our eyes to understand what you've done for us and in us so that we might live with gratitude today. Oh, yes, the power of gratitude. A good reminder on this Monday morning at 10 before 6 here on WWIB. Jim Gaffigan, the comedian, is 59. So let's hear from Jim this morning on his birthday. Jim, take it away.
Who's your favorite billionaire pretend astronaut? Can you believe there's a choice? And it's not between just two. We live in a day when billionaires are building their own rockets to fly to outer space, and no one's saying, "Are you sure they're paying all their taxes? Because I know some teachers that need supplies."
All right, so Jim Gaffigan turning 59 today. This is Tell the Truth Day. That's our problem. We need more than just one day to tell the truth, please. All right, our stand-up comic pastor friend Drew Fralick is on the line. He's back from his three-week vacation to China with his family. You've kind of settled in. Are you over the jet lag, or are you still wrestling through it?
Yeah, we're over the jet lag.
Okay.
Jet lag is, it's no joke with little kids.
Yeah.
You know, they wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and
yeah,
want to wander around and play and stuff.
So oh, yeah.
That's a different experience.
It is. Hey, before we get into that, I got a couple of comedy questions for you. And that is, like, it seems like comedy gets no respect. Like Rodney Dangerfield, right? His shtick was, "I get no respect." Well, it seems like here finally today happened to be, there's a comedian who had his 59th birthday today, Jim Gaffigan. And so I played a clip from him, but I'm like, for years now, if there's a music artist with a birthday, I try to play a song from them. But I'm like, this is one of those rare times. I'm like, and then, you know, you think about, like, stand-up comics. Like, if somebody has a wedding, they might have a guest singer, but they rarely have a guest comic at the wedding.
Oh, yeah. No. Generally, yeah, I mean, that sounds like a disaster, you know?
Right.
I mean, you have, you have John Mayer come and play your wedding. Everybody says, "Oh, that was great. You know, what a great idea for your big event." And it's like, "Oh yeah, we hired a comedian." Everyone's like, "Oh
no,
oh,
that's just not the idea." Yeah. Right. And my last question about comedy is, how come you can have cover bands, but there's not cover comedians? Like, I mean, there's great comedians come and go, they die, and then their material's just there, but you can have cover bands, but how come not cover comedians?
Yeah, I've thought about that as well. You know, like somebody dresses up like, you know, some of the great comedians of the past and just like tells their jokes.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why. It seems like it should be okay.
Yeah.
Am I crazy for thinking that?
I mean, does somebody...
Like people,
like Jack,
you know,
Benny
people
was...
Watch,
a, right.
Yeah. Like people watch... people have been watching Elvis impersonators.
Right. Yeah.
For years.
Uh-huh.
They love it.
Uh-huh.
It's like a whole thing.
Right.
But if you tell someone else's joke, like,
that's what I wonder.
You know? I've heard that before.
I know.
Don't even try.
But for comedians, it's got to be your original stuff.
Yeah, it's got to be original. And generally, you know, my experience talking about, like, doing weddings or, you know, you do, you know, Kyle Samanowitz's bar mitzvah or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And the family can't, you know, the town clown wasn't available that day, so they hired you.
Right, right, right.
And you're basically like a human pinata. You know, you just go to these events and you're just there to sort of be laughed at in the corner. So, yeah. It's rough. It's pretty rough.
It is.
So,
well, tell you what, I think we've filled enough time here this morning that
there
we can say the kids on summer break for next Monday.
Yeah, because I need your help. How do I, you know, I called you basically for this. How do I cope with kids on summer break?
We'll ask for suggestions for Drew for next week. Coping with kids on summer break, so we'll get more.
I feel like I do this every year.
You
do. I do this every single summer.
But every summer they're a different age. What are the ages now of your?
Now they're 3 and 10.
3 and 10. You know? All right.
Yeah, after they're 35 and 50.
Yeah. No, right. Right. All right. Thanks, Drew. We'll talk to him again next Monday here on WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Weekend recap coming off the holiday weekend. Caleb and Halvo here, WWIB. For me, I would sum it up as people and dogs, dogs and people. On the 4th of July with Dawson, shared on the air that our oldest, Evelyn, her dog, Darling, gave birth to 4 mini poodle puppies at our place on Thursday, and they continued to be at our house. And so, you know, there's challenges with that in the middle of the night and different things. And then dinner with friends on Friday night out. And then our daughter Grace was back with her friend Sydney from Madison. They both brought their dogs. So we did have 5 dogs, 4 puppies, and a ferret in the house. So it was busy and crowded. Sydney's dog is a big one. It is a Great Pyrenees. Just we're not used to large dogs, but very friendly, named Noodle. And yesterday included a wonderful picnic with my kids and a number of their friends at McDonough Park in Eau Claire. Even got in some pickleball with Elena and capped off the weekend with dinner with several other couples, fellowship and prayer last night.
Well, our weekend involved traveling. We went to southwestern Iowa to see my grandparents, and just a blessing to be able to see them. My grandma had not been well around Christmas time. And so normally we get there in the summer and around Christmas and hadn't been able to go down because of her health around Christmas time. And so got to do a little Christmas in July bring some gifts down to them and enjoyed that time. My little sister Hannah and her husband and kids were able to join us for about a day as well, too. So that was great. I have to say one of the highlights of that trip is there's a little donut place in Harlan called Christian's Rise Donuts. And I really enjoyed the fact that they were open on Saturday morning of the holiday weekend. So enjoyed that very much and enjoyed the time with Grandma and Grandpa. And just, again, talking with them, visiting, hearing their stories was a great way to spend the holiday weekend.
You told me before you left, you said as much as you like to get the donuts, you like to give them. So that must have been a hit too, huh? Another reason to be a proud Wisconsinite.
Yes, indeed. So the Wife Carrying World Championships just happened.
Uh-huh.
Yes, that's a real thing. Maybe we've spoken of this before, but it is a real thing. Wife carrying, it's a sport.
And it turns out the winners of this year's Wife Carrying World Championship held in Finland are Caleb and Justine Raisler from Wisconsin.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
From the Badger State.
Uh-huh.
Now, Caleb and Justine Raisler competed against over 200 participants from 18 different countries.
It's kind of like the Olympics of wife carrying. And they completed the challenging obstacle course, which included water pits,
sand traps,
and wooden hurdles
in just a minute and 1.7 seconds.
Wow, they're fast.
I mean, this is the thing, like, not only as a wife are you trusting your husband to carry you, but also to carry you over and around obstacles.
That's true.
Without dropping you.
Is this on ESPN 2 or something?
I mean, it seems more like ESPN 13, but
Caleb and Justine have been active in wife carrying in this sport for several years, winning multiple North American wife carrying championships, but now they're the world champs.
World champs. World champs. There we
Congratulations.
Go. America and Wisconsin.
Your namesake, Caleb.
I guess.
Well, it is the summer, a lot of anniversaries in June and, of course, in July. And turns out a newlywed on TikTok shared that her new name, after taking her husband's last name, is Mrs. Morgan Morgan.
So her name's Morgan. Her last name is now Morgan. So it's Morgan Morgan. And so social media being what it is, the comments on her video on TikTok after saying, yeah, I'm now Mrs. Morgan Morgan, did not disappoint.
Right. For instance, somebody said, get a job at Morgan & Morgan so you can be Morgan Morgan of Morgan & Morgan.
Doesn't that sound like a Swedish chef thing?
It sounds like something they do on the Muppet Show, right?
Other people empathize saying, yeah, my cousin's married name is Summer Camp.
Uh-huh.
Summer Camp. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe a relative of Jeremy's.
Yeah. Somebody else said, my name after marrying is Brooke Hook.
All right.
Yeah.
Another person on this TikTok video, again, saying, yeah, my married name is now Mrs. Morgan Morgan. They said, yeah, I worked with a Kimberly Wimberly. Huh. You can't say the name without feeling like you're teasing her. Kimberly Wimberly.
Somebody else said, my friend Nick Cole married a Nicole, and now they're Nick Cole and Nicole Cole.
This is great. Another person commented, I worked with a girl named Harley. She reconnected with a guy from school, and they recently got married. Her name is now legally Harley Davidson.
Wow.
That's pretty awesome, actually. the Harley dealer should get on that.
These are really fun. Here's another one. Just remember that Taylor Lautner married a girl named Taylor, and she took his name, so now they're both Taylor Lautner.
There you go. A few more here. Comments on this TikTok video. Someone said, my mom's cousin is Honey and got married to someone named Bunch. So her married name is now Honey Bunch.
Huh.
Okay. Sweet.
Someone else said, my husband's last name is Via. Now I'm Mia Via.
There you go. And one more comment on this TikTok video. They said, a cute older couple in my itty bitty hometown were Glenn and Glenda Glens.
Huh.
Glenn and Glenda Glens.
Yeah.
We're the Glens.
I remember back in the day here in the Chippewa Valley, there was a wonderful couple, Carrie and Carrie, husband and wife, and they were both ultimately Carrie and Carrie McHales. So there you go.
Well, there you go. That's fun. What's in a name? We're finding out.
WWIB, the WIB wake-up show. So what if you could be president for 24 hours? And what kind of executive order would you pass? Well, that was asked on the internet.
And, of course, the internet being what it is, there were some very interesting and at times humorous options. Now, some people said, hey, I'd force school-age children politicians to go through the public school system in their district.
Uh-huh.
Maybe so they have a little bit better idea.
Yeah, some other people said politicians and their families would be required to get health coverage through the ACA marketplace and a high deductible plan. So they want to kind of inflict the same circumstances on the politicians.
But other people saying, get more creative, saying, hey, if I were president for 24 hours, they said my first executive order is that no TV commercials or programs can have a ringing doorbell, right? It can cause some confusion. They also say no radio commercials can have a car horn or siren in them.
That would be an interesting executive order. Another one was all public bathrooms must have full floor-to-ceiling stalls with no gaps in between the doors.
Here's one I'm totally on board with. Again, the internet was asked, if you were president for 24 hours, what would you do? What executive orders would you sign? Someone said, I would deal with overly bright, poorly aimed headlights.
Yeah.
My goodness, I'm glad you can see, but I no longer can after you're coming the opposite direction.
Someone else said, their executive order would be pants must be set on fire when politicians lie.
It's now mandatory. And maybe the best one, saving the best for last. The internet was asked, if you were president for 24 hours, what would you do? And they said, I would change the faces on the money to dinosaurs.
I like it.
Keep us from spending, probably, because it just looks so cool. Well, again, what would you do if you were president for 24 hours? Let us know on the WIB listener line at 715-396-1670.